Victory 91.5. Good morning. It's Rise and Stein. Special day with Ray Haynes in here teaching on Yom Kippur. It's posted at the Rise and Stein Facebook page, the Victory Facebook page, and blog.victory915.com. Interesting that yesterday I get a call from my dad. And
ironic.
Yes. Dad, Jewish atheist, gave up on God when he was 9 years old and his mom passed away. So this is back in the early 40s. That's when that happened. And he asks me a question yesterday. Now, I've shared the gospel with my dad many times. He is open to at least hearing the conversation.
The conversation.
Yes. He said, I have a religious dilemma. That's how he started the conversation yesterday.
From an atheist. Yes, you do. Yeah.
More than you know.
He said, I have a doctor's appointment on Wednesday, Yom Kippur. And he said, can I go to it and not be a hypocrite?
I was like, what do I say?
I said, Dad, check this out. This is awesome. We don't have to live under the law anymore. And he said, what does that mean?
But then you told him once again who Jesus is and what he did for us.
Yes, yes.
And him, yeah.
And there was a moment where he said, wow, thank you.
Wow.
And I said, Dad, here's the cool thing. And he goes, he interrupts and he goes, you know, I'm not very religious. I said, neither am I. And
touche.
And I said, Dad, religion says I've got to do something to get to God. And Jesus said, I did everything and I came to you. Mm-hmm. And that's what Jesus did for you, Dad.
Wow.
So there you go. There was just another opportunity to tell him the truth. So I went back into the retreat that I was in. And somebody said, hey, what was that conversation with your dad? And I told them, and somebody said, you know, your dad sees God in you.
Yeah, he does. Clearly. It's not a shadow.
And that's all I can ask for at this point. And just keep praying that it's not too late for him to say yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, and what I love about that, just from my own things that I like, is that it's during the days of awe. Because, you know, it's one thing when something happens just during the regular time of the year. Mm-hmm. But when it's in the days of awe, it shows that God is ready to do something on the earth. Mm-hmm. And so I know, I feel like I could, you know, it's one of those where you feel like you're 100% sure of things, but you'll still have to say, I feel like I know that he's moving on the Jewish people this year in a profound way. And that is just one more example of someone somewhere deep in their heart saying, hearing the echoes of God's voice.
Wow. Let's pray.
Could we all be a part of this one?
Mm-hmm.
I meant you pray.
Yeah, I know, but let's all, yeah. Well, they may be shorter, but I just, you know, this is such an important one. And so, Father, God, I thank you. I thank you for David's father, that he, and all his wisdom and all the learning and education and all the things that you've sowed into his life through the years has brought him to this place where he's hearing the echoes of your voice in the depths of his heart. And God, I ask you this year, as you have prepared and set aside this year and you've prepared him for such a time as this, God, I ask that you would sweep him into the kingdom now. Mm-hmm. And Father, you would... even during Yom Kippur, even as he visits a doctor, as the great physician, we just ask that you would speak into the deepest needs.
Yes.
That you would touch him in such a miraculous, profound way that everywhere he goes, he would encounter you and he would get a revelation of you. And I don't just pray that for him or even for David's mother, but Lord, I ask you for the Jews as a whole that this year, God, that you would begin to break open hearts, that you would break open the fallow ground, that the time of the Gentiles has passed. So, Father, would you step in now? Would you blow again? Would you, as you raise them up in 48 and raise those dry bones, those dead bones, would you now breathe this life into them, that nation as a people can be born as children of God in a day as well, God? And I ask you that. In the powerful name of Jesus.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for who you are, God, that you are Adonai, Yahweh, Jehovah, Yeshua, Jesus, you are the Messiah. You came once and you are coming back for us. And Lord, we thank you for that promise. Father, today as we observe your established feasts and holidays, God, that we would draw back, that you would draw us back into relationship with you, those that are not reconciled, those that are still under your judgment, those that don't believe that your son Jesus paid the ultimate sacrifice, that his blood covered the mercy seat for those who acknowledge him as their Lord and Savior. So God, I just pray that you would arrest hearts. Lord, that you would move powerfully, as in the day of Pentecost, that your spirit would blow so profoundly, Father, that thousands and thousands come to know you in these end days. Lord, give us the courage and the wisdom and the boldness to stand up for what we know to be true, not to prove a point, not to be right, but because you are the only way, the truth, and the life, and that no man shall come before the Father except through you, Jesus. Mm-hmm. And that is the most gracious, loving, merciful thing we could tell anyone today. That they don't have to work their way into heaven.
That's right.
That they can't.
That's right.
There's no such thing as good enough, Lord, because you were the perfect, holy, blameless, righteous sacrifice. Mm-hmm. And Jesus, we thank you for that.
Lord, we thank you for the healing that you are doing right now in Magnolia. And in Jesus' name, Lord, we pray that she would be completely healed.
Yes.
We praise you, Father, for the deliverance to the addiction of drugs, for a man who is finally feeling that freedom that he's heard so much about, but never fully grasped it until you delivered him from pot. So we thank you for what you're doing in Brian's life. Father, we ask in Jesus' name that you would reveal yourself to those who don't know you today and in this season, who may have put their trust in a bank account or put their trust in a relationship or put their trust in another God. But you, Lord, sent your perfect, holy, righteous Son to die in our place for our sin, and you raised him from the dead. And he is the one who sits at your right hand. He is the one who's preeminent. He is the one who redeems. He is the one who restores. He is the one who reconciles. Mm-hmm. And he is everything. And he is the only thing that will satisfy. He is sufficient for all of our needs. We thank you, Lord, for the hearts that you are turning right now. We pray for Dustin, and we pray for John, and we ask, Father, that you would reveal yourself to them right now. They're running from you, Lord. They're denying you. They have seen, they have heard, they have witnessed, they have done everything but say yes. So we ask, Lord, that today would be the day that they would say yes.
Mm-hmm.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hey, we'd love to pray with you. 770-781-9150. 770-781-9150.
Family owned and operated.